Elizabeth Warren joins other Democrats calling for Justice Brett Kavanaugh's impeachment. By Penny Starr on September 15, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is one of three Democrat presidential candidates calling for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh to be impeached after the New York Times published an article about a new allegation of sexual misconduct when he was a student at Yale. Warren's tweet also said that President Donald Trump should be impeached. Last year, the Kavanaugh nomination was rammed through the Senate without a thorough examination of the allegations against him, Warren tweeted. Confirmation is not exoneration, and these newest revelations are disturbing. Like the man who appointed him, Kavanaugh should be impeached. The New York Times' Robin Pograbin and Kate Kelly reported. We also uncovered a previously unreported story about Mr. Kavanaugh in his freshman year that echoes Ms. Deborah Ramirez's allegation. A classmate, Max Steyer, saw Mr. Kavanaugh with his pants down at a different drunken dorm party, where friends pushed his penis into the hand of a female student. Mr. Steyer, who runs a nonprofit organization in Washington, notified senators and the FBI about this account. But the FBI did not investigate and Mr. Steyer has declined to discuss it publicly. We corroborated the story with two officials who have communicated with Mr. Steyer. As Breitbart News reported, the facts of the new allegation are being challenged, including by Molly Hemingway, senior editor at The Federalist. Neat Reporter's essay about a supposed second Yale incident omitted their own book reporting that completely undercuts it. Alleged victim denies any memory of it, Hemingway tweeted. Journalistically indefensible, though gullible, additional reporters are spreading it, of course. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and Julian Castro have also called for Kavanaugh's impeachment. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.